Less than 2 weeks ago, there was an alleged sexual assault on the campus of St. Bonaventure University. Sister Margaret Carney tells WBFO News the investigation was just initiated last week and she was waiting for reports.
It's never a good way to start your day when that memo comes in or the call comes, but we respond immediately. We do everything in our power to minimize the trauma and to get the truth of the matter adjudicated.
Just this past May, there was another reported attack in an apartment on St. Bonas campus. Sister Carney spoke candidly about the situation, and she believes there might need to be a bigger conversation about sexuality.
As we live in a society that has developed an extraordinarily permissive attitude about sexual activity among young people. And we're so afraid of harming their emotional development by too many do's and don'ts, that perhaps we're failing to give enough guidance about moral development, character development. I mean, it takes tremendous discipline to say no to those incredibly strong human drives and urges.
We haven't talked about sex in general for a long time. And so when we have students coming in, now we're having this conversation, it feels uncomfortable.
Paula Madurell is an assistant director with Buffalo State's Prevention and Health Promotion. A SUNY Buffalo student was charged at the beginning of the semester for an alleged sexual assault on a female student inside a dorm room.
And there are a lot of people who are not educated on this, so they're saying things that are not true. There's a lot of slut-shaming and victim-blaming, and so if that's what people see and they don't have that support and they don't know where to go for the support, it must be hard to come forward.
Some are now suggesting this topic needs to be discussed in high school, or perhaps even earlier in grade school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.